In Iraq, there's been a pause in fighting in Najaf and other Shiite strongholds, but at this hour, there are no guarantees as to how long it may last. It's yet unclear whether an apparent ceasefire between U.S. forces and militias loyal to the cleric Muqtada al-Sadr will hold, despite negotiations. This as Iraq's provisional government prepares for a national conference in Baghdad to discuss Iraq's future as a democratic state. Rajiv Chandrasekaran is the Baghdad bureau chief for The Washington Post and joins us from Baghdad. Rajiv, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And tell us about the fragility of what is inevitably described as relative calm.
It's an incredibly fragile peace deal that is there at the moment. And in fact, government officials and some of Sadr's own people deny that there's any sort of deal. A senior Interior Ministry official told me just a little while ago that what they had done yesterday was simply to pause offensive operations because Friday is the Muslim holy day, mm-hmm. and suggested that things may kick off again, perhaps later tonight or tomorrow. The provincial governor down there has scheduled an announcement for later this evening where we may get some further clarity on what is happening. Last night, Muqtada Sadr went to the gold-domed shrine of Imam Ali, where his militia has holed up in the old quarter of Najaf, mm-hmm. at which he exhorted his fighters to keep on fighting and said he would not leave Najaf. It was not the sort of talk you expect from a man who is interested in making peace.
Mm-hmm. Well, could that just be the flurry of ferocity before he strikes some deal, or is that possibility discounted?
Well, everybody's trying to figure out what his next move may be. He's a remarkably mercurial fellow. If you recall back to the months of April and May, the U.S. military fought a very similar battle with him in and around Najaf and other cities. They seem to see this as just sort of a repeat of what was there a few months ago. And so their forces elements of the interim government here and U.S. officials that really want to now see a decisive fight to put his militia out of business, if you will, so they can't sort of do this again.
Mm-hmm. Rajiv, in half a minute we have left, should the conference go forward and begin on Sunday, of course, the Sadr people will not be there. Who will be there and what might be decided?
Well, still a little up in the air at this point. It is scheduled to begin tomorrow, as you say, but the fighting in the south may well derail it. There's also another announcement scheduled for later tonight here in Baghdad to see whether this will go forward. But in the 2 weeks that they've had of additional time, organizers have been able to get in the largest Sunni Muslim party, the Iraqi Islamic Party, and a few other religious and ethnic groups here. So the tent is growing. It's still a question, though, whether it will kick off on Sunday morning as planned, Scott.
Rajiv Chandrasekaran, Baghdad Bureau Chief for The Washington Post, thanks very much.